All right, here we go. Some free stuff for you that I put on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I give you the free stuff here, thinking maybe you'll like it. Maybe you'll like, all right, you know what? It looks like this is something I could really get behind. So I'm giving you a free view right now of my two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100. It's called the Insane Asylum. I didn't name it. So, okay, there's that. Anyway, I've been doing it there for, well, God, probably like 2.5 years now. And it's fun. I get a lot of help curating the music from the audience. I'm going to give you 2 of the 8 segments that take place on the radio. When you sign up for my Patreon, you get all of the segments, of course, commercial free before it even airs. There you go. You can get the full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. PATREON.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the preview.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane.
Yeah, well, there's not a sixth grader in the world that I can't beat up.
On Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped?
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Welcome in to the coveted midnight to 2 a.m. Sunday morning time slot where the Insane Asylum happens. Adam's Oddity at the start of segment 2. JC's Tales from the Road. Another incident with Motley Crue. Oh boy, this one was ugly. Holy cow. Lots of help from you, the audience, in curating the music. I'm so very thankful for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 2 from AC/DC. The first one is Hard as a Rock, and the second one is Let There Be Rock. Lots of rock, Hard As and Let There. The Insane Asylum, part of Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Round and round. I want all the war. Send the word.
The Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll. You're like, what is that? Well, I was kicking around on Spotify and I came up with the theme from The Warriors, which I think was a movie in the 1980s that sucked. But anyway, that sounded pretty cool. Some dude named Barry Vorzon, the longtime historic rock name Barry Vorzon, came up with the theme from The Warriors. I have no idea what that movie is about. It might have been like some 1980s gang or something like that. Something terrible. It sounded a little bit like the type of song you would hear when they would intro like the Chicago Bulls. Welcome to the Insane Asylum. Plenty more where that came from. In fact, right now is usually when I do the rebuttal from our pal JC from the week before's JC's Tales from the Road. We told you about JC and the band Queen and Freddie Mercury yelling out, "Toss my salad." JC writes, "I know you don't drink anymore, but I think you hear what you want to hear, Eric. Of course, I knew the term toss my salad. Freddie and I were buds. He knew I was straight. I knew he was gay. He was totally whacked out of his mind and started throwing a huge bowl of salad around the green room. And I yelled, stop tossing my salad. He snapped back, JC, if I tossed your salad, you'd never be straight again. At which point I clocked him. The biggest problem was I hit him so hard it actually straightened his nose and jaw. Nobody was going to recognize him, so he had to have surgery to put him back as he was. Ain't life strange? Sign, JC. Holy cow. Wow. Well, that's how we do it on the Insane Asylum. I tell you JC's Tales from the Road at the end of segment three. His response is the following week at the end of segment one. We have more coming up. We will do Adam's Oddity. Adam and Houghton Lake sent along one. I think this is a 90s band that, you know, tried to be cool. Savatage. I do remember Savatage. And the song is called Hall of the Mountain King. We'll feature that next. Part of the Insane Asylum on Q100. The only place for rock and roll. Hey friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh yeah. And then like you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Hey, Hot Voice, is it hard trying to act like you're not in love with me?
Yeah.
That's right.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane on Q100.
And no, you cannot have my number.
The only place for rock and roll.
Yeah. He never potted in a strip club, keeping his woman up at home. Or overstayed his welcome, or threw up in your sink. Nah, Jesus was never late to work, man, and he always pulled his weight. So tell me where it hurts, and I'll tell you what to feel. Wash me in the water, mama, and I'll wash you in the water. Now, Jesus, he was cool. He could take a lease of stuff. Yeah, and if he got too loose, they knew he'd had enough. Jesus wasn't Irish. No, just imagine if he was. He might have written poetry and verse and enjoyed a pint of Guinness every day for lunch. Alright, so tell me where it hurts, and I'll tell you what to feel. But he wrote a best-selling novel. Yes, he did. Disappeared. Was never heard from again. He was an all-round decent dude, but he had his share of rough nights. And the more I learn about him, well, the more respect I have for the guy.
The Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll at 94.5, 100.3, and 106.3 and worldwide at Q100-FM.com. That song is called Jesus Was a Social Drinker, and Chuck Prophet is who put that one together, and I love it. Found it stumbling around Spotify as usual. Sabotage was part of Adam's Oddity, Hall of the Mountain King. Pretty good. All right. at the end of segment three, we will whip out another edition of JC's Tales from the Road. This one I got in a manifesto type email that he sent that looked like something the Unabomber would come up with. It is the tale of how JC insulted former Motley Crue lead singer John Corabi. You're like, who, what, huh? Yeah, there was a time when Vince left the band to go eat in the mid-90s, and Corabi filled in for, he trudged along somehow for 4 years. Well, ultimately, he was kicked out of the band, and JC has a lot to do with that. He was the final nail in the coffin. That story at the end of segment number three. In fact, I'll feature a song from Motley Crue's era with John Corabi called Hooligan's Holiday, which is not a bad song. It actually is a very good song. But man, nobody was buying. That comes up in just a bit. We will kick off the next segment with a song from Billy Idol, who's just a legend, called Bitter Taste. That comes up next, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll. That's it, my free view. Did you hear my voice crack? That's it. Of the Insane Asylum on Northern Michigan's Q100. PATREON.com/Eric Zane. If you want the full show, thank you. Bye-bye.